Hello and welcome to your Yoni Art Journey. This is our first ritual in this creative journey to explore and express and embody the soul of your Yoni. In this first ritual, I will be guiding you to connect with the soul of your Yoni. I am so honored to be here with you. I am Laura Hollick, your guide through this journey. I have been blown away by the women all over the world that have been saying yes and like raising their hand and opening their yoni lips and feeling that flutter of excitement, like, yes, I'm ready to go to the next level of my divine feminine energy. I'm ready to get to know her and heal her and express her and embody her. There are women all over the world that are gathering with us for this journey. People from Australia, Canada, Mexico, Europe, Sweden, Finland, Germany, France, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, Denmark, Austria, Switzerland, Romania, UK, New Zealand, South Africa, Israel, Thailand, Alaska, Hawaii, and all across the United States. Feel the power of that. Feel the energy of women that are saying yes to their yonis, yes to their power. And as we are here, we are the women that are on the cutting edge of this evolution on our planet right now. And as we go on our journey to connect with our yoni and explore and express her, we are creating a ripple effect. We are creating a ripple effect through our transmission because our energy will shift. Our energy will deepen and go dip into the soil so our roots can be fed and nourished and hold us as we stand in who we are. And as we do that, that just ripples out and radiates out. And there's an impact of that. So own that and celebrate yourself for being on this leading edge, this cutting edge, and being one who is an artist carving a new reality on our planet. So here we are for today. I'm going to start off by giving you a bit of the lay of the land in terms of how this journey will work and how you can get the most out of it. And we're also going to be going into a ritual today. So things that you'll need for today's ritual, you can start to gather them as I give some of the introduction to this journey for today. You will need to have a beautiful space to be in. So if you are driving right now and you're listening in that way, I would love for you to, when we get to the ritual part, either pull over or do it at a time when you can be still and really pay attention to what's going to be happening. And if you are in your own home, just make sure that it's a space that's really holding you. You know, does anything need to be cleared? Do you need to close some tabs on the computer? What do you need so that you can be fully present? So checking out your environment. You will also need to have some kind of a mirror. So either a hand mirror or something that you can like sit on the floor and sit in front of a larger mirror. But we're going to be looking. Yes, we are. We're going to be looking. So you'll need a mirror for today. And then also, you'll need to be able to look at your yoni. So if you are wearing pants or a skirt, underwear, then do what you need to do so that you can still be warm and comfortable, but that you can look. So if you want to take your pants or your skirt off completely and just sit on a blanket or a towel, or if you want to have a skirt on and then just kind of look under the skirt, but you will be looking. So just organize your clothes. And if you're an entrepreneur, there's kind of a joke in the entrepreneur world where a lot of people say, oh, I got to put my pants on today because so many people work from home now that often a lot of women are walking around and yonis to the wind. And so if that is you today, then you won't have much preparation to do. But if you do have an outfit on, do what you need to do so that you can really be present with her. And also having some kind of paper or markers, pen that you can play with and write down things as they come up, different insights. And also we will be doing some very simple sketching. And don't worry if you're not like a trained artist. I don't think many of the people in this group are, and it isn't important. You don't need to have any kind of art skill to participate in this and really get a lot of pleasure from these processes that I'll guide you through. They are very simple. And if you do have an art background, awesome. You know, use it. Use what you've got and own it and celebrate that and go to the level you want to go to. I myself come from an art background. My training is in art. I went to school for art, and then I went to university. I have done so many courses in art and different trainings and exhibitions and all kinds of things. And so that's really in the roots of me. But something that I learned along the way in my training, there were times when we would spend hours learning the anatomy of the body. And in fact, there were even times when we would go into labs in hospitals and science research centers where they would let artists come in and actually study the body parts, the real, well, they were no longer living, but people's body parts. So when on your license where it says, you know, do you give your body to science research? This is where those bodies, some of them ended up. And we had the privilege of looking at them and really studying them and learning the skill of drawing what you saw. And although I was fascinated by that process, it kind of bored me a little bit too, because when I think about art, I think about something that is a natural instinct within all of us and the desire to let it come through. So the way it comes through, if you feel the passion, developing skills can support that, but really it's just the desire. It's like you have something that you want to express and it comes through raw and real. And so now, even though I have all of this training in my background, it's kind of funny when I gather with my team and I do little sketches to say, oh, I want to create this thing and we're going to do this photo shoot. And they'll say, well, like, these are like chicken scratches. But they can follow what I'm talking about because, you know, a line means, you know, the way the body's going to be, or this kind of puff means what it's going to look like, a skirt, or I'm going to be beside this tree and it's another line. So there's like a rawness to just letting the expression come through. And I'm someone who does have the technique, but I actually prefer just letting it come through. And chicken scratches is like the most energized that it comes through. So as we do these processes, if you've got chicken scratches, that's great. You'll see some of mine, and they are chicken scratches. But then also, there's times when you kind of sink into things, and you get into a bit of a trance, and you start flowing, and then it turns into this whole thing. Go with that, too. You're in this process. You're learning how to listen to your pleasure and your instinct and trust it and go in that direction. So art is the practice of listening to your creative instinct and going in that direction. So the art we are doing is that. It's that level of kind of just letting yourself have the desire and acting on it and expressing it. So for our ritual today, you will need some kind of paper, pen, markers so that you can sketch, a mirror and a place to sit so that you are comfortable. All right. And of course, some candles, water, whatever makes it feel very special for you. This is a sacred rite of passage that we are embarking on together. And the sacred rite of passage is you developing a very deep relationship with your divine feminine energy and understanding her physically as well as spiritually. And how do those two merge together? And that's actually why I love the word yoni. So yoni is a word that references the physical anatomy of a woman's sexual organs. It also represents the spiritual idea of this is a sacred gateway to your divine feminine energy. So I love all the words really that people play with in reference to yoni, like we've got vagina and vulva, pussy, cunt, and private parts down there. And really each word has its context, right? In certain moments, pussy is the best word ever. Like pussy power, it's the best word ever. And in other moments when you're trying to speak about something, saying the vagina or the vulva or the labia, it's like, yes, okay, I understand. There's a scientific, biological, physical reference of what that means, and it's respectful to that. And the word cunt, actually, I know it gets a lot of kind of cringe energy around it, but after a little bit of research, I actually discovered that it is in reference to an African word that means queen. And kun, in the beginning of cunt, so kun is actually in reference to kundalini. So it's amazing how in our culture, these words start veering off and going in other directions that have other kinds of meanings. And as we go on this journey together, and as you dive into your journey, you're going to be clearing the space to hear what is really in alignment with you. and also clearing the belief systems that might be clouding your ability to hear how you want to speak about your divine feminine energy. So in this journey, the way that the course is structured, there are four rituals that I will be guiding you through. Today we'll do the first one, which is connect with your yoni. And then after that, there is heal your yoni, and then express your yoni and embody your yoni. So each week there's one ritual and you have a full week to be with it. And there is a daily journal that supports this entire process that you are in. And the daily journal, you will see that on the left side of the course page. So we've organized it so all the audios, all the rituals are down on, actually that's on the left, and the journal is on the right side. So you'll see it. It's very simply organized. And with the journal, I invite you to print that off. Maybe you've already done it. If you haven't, definitely print that off today. And I also invite you, print this off again and again. If you want to go through this journey again and again and do it with your menstrual cycle or your moon cycle or the month cycle, just keep going. Okay? Just keep going. You can print it off as many times as you want. The journal is organized so that there are 31 days that you have as a journaling process. Okay? But the dates are not listed in there. You will write the date yourself so that you do have the freedom to work with this again and again. And in the journal, so each day, it'll say, what day are you in your cycle? And what's the moon phase right now? And what is the date? So this is getting in the practice of being familiar with where are you in your cycle? And where is the moon at? And what is the date? And just starting to become aware of it. There were many years in my life, I really didn't know what was going on in my cycle. Like I just, oh, now I'm bleeding. Okay, well, let's get the pads out. And then I'd be all cranky one day. I'm like, what's going on? And, you know, it's like I didn't really understand. And then as soon as I started tracking it and being present to it, I could work with it. And oh my goodness, the power that comes when you're working with your cycle, you're working in rhythm with your divine feminine energy. So I invite you to start to become familiar. Maybe you're already super familiar and that's great. It'll be easy for you to fill in those parts in the journal. But if you're anything like I was a number of years ago, I didn't even know how to keep track of my cycle. I thought that day one was after the bleeding stopped because I figured, oh, well, you bleed and then the cycle would start. But actually, when you're keeping track of your cycle, day one is the first day of bleeding. Okay, and in the moon cycle, that would reference the new moon, right? So it's the beginning, it's the day one. And then you go through this cycle, and everyone is a little bit unique. But the basic is that around day 14, you're ovulating, and a cycle is roughly 28 days. But we are all unique, so if yours is a bit different than that, that's perfectly okay. Get to know who you are. And also get to know when your cycle shifts a little bit. Sometimes my cycle is a little bit longer than 28 days if I'm traveling or something. And it's almost like my body knows. It's like, okay, well, we need to have a little bit of downtime, or we need to know that you're in a settled place before we're going to let this start to flow. So just notice yourself and also how connected you actually are to it and how much it is in communication with everything in your life. So in the journal, you've got the recording space for your cycle, the moon phase, and the date. And then there are different questions that you can play with each day of the month. Okay. And at the beginning of the journal, you'll see there is a section for you to clarify your intention. And this is so important. And if you've already done it as you're listening to this audio, that's great. If not, when we complete today's ritual, then I'd like you to, within, you know, the next day or so, do that intention setting process. Because what it does is it sets up a womb, a sacred container around you and this journey. So it's like you get to decide what is most important to you. And that creates a sacred space for the journey. So setting an intention is so important. It focuses the energy. And when we don't do it, we feel the difference. It's just like we're kind of going on the whims of everybody else's agenda versus owning our own. So I want you to have that practice of claiming what this journey is about for you. Like, why are you here? What called you here? What drew out your divine feminine energy where she was just saying, yes, I have to do this. I need to be there. What was that in you? What's the longing? What's the desire? Let yourself get really clear so you can own the desire and claim it as your intention, your purpose for being here. Maybe you want to heal something that has been with you for decades. Our yoni holds so many stories, so many stories. And we are going to get to a whole healing section of this. I've never met a woman who didn't have something in her yoni that needed healing. And it might not even be her own. It could just be in the lineage from mom and grandma and so on and so on. You know, there's so many stories. We pass through our mother's yoni to get here, to be on this planet. We came through the yoni, all of us. We all came through. It was our sacred gateway into this earth reality. And so coming through that, we have our own life experiences, but we also do have a lineage of the women from which we came from. So there can be things that come up in the yoni that we don't even really fully get. It's like, why am I so upset about this? Why does this piss me off? Why is this so uncomfortable? What's going on? Well, there's deeper things that are going on, and learning how to connect with her, which we'll be doing today, supports the process of unearthing the breathing space, like opening it up, like turning the soil so the breathing space so things can heal and you can reclaim the life that is yours, your desires, your purpose, your reason for being here. Okay? So you've got your journal, work with the intention, and then every day you will start off and it'll say, you know, what's your yoni art intention? You write it down. It keeps the focus, keeps the momentum, and you will work with one intention for a full cycle. Okay, so rather than changing your intention every day, keep one and go one full cycle. And that's why I invite you to print the journal as many times as you want, because you can work with another intention for another cycle. But we're traveling through a spiral. So as we go through the spiral, I want you to have the complete experience, you know, like go the full journey. So there's a connection process, there's a healing process, there's an expression process, and there's an embodiment process. And that brings it full circle, and then the next spiral can start. So you're working with one intention for the full cycle. And of course, the wording might refine and sharpen a little bit as you are being with it. You find a way you could say it better, but make sure it's not veering off in another direction. Because if it starts veering off, it scatters your energy. And as a woman, the power of your womb space, your creative space, it does require a level of commitment and devotion to that one thing that you are creating. And by one thing, don't let that feel like a stressful burden, like, oh my gosh, I gotta like, you know, chop out all these things I really like and just pick one. That's not what an intention is. An intention is not excluding other things you want to just have one thing you want. An intention is understanding the essence that encompasses everything that you want. So the one thing includes everything. So an example of that would be, let's say you want this yoni art journey to increase your income, or transform your body, or call in your soulmate, or experience your first orgasm, or experience multiple orgasms. Like, let's say you've got a huge list of a lot of really juicy, juicy things. I would keep that list, but I would ask the question, what is at the heart of all of this? And if I got all these things that I wanted, what would I feel? What would actually be different in my life? Would I feel at peace? Would I feel beautiful? Would I feel loved? Would I feel safe to be visible? Get to the core heart essence of what it is you really want. Even though the list may have many things, go for the core of it. And then that includes everything, and you have one focus, that one desired experience, feeling that you want. That's the one thing that includes everything. All right, so that's in your journal, and you have that supporting you. It is your partner. Be with it throughout this whole month-long journey. The other thing too I want to say about the journal, I've designed it so that you write in the journal at the end of the day before you go to bed. Now, of course, I always encourage you to go with your intuition. So if you really feel more inclined to work with the journal in the morning rather than the night, honor that. And that's okay. But I'm going to tell you my reason as to why it's been designed to have it worked on at the end of the day and in the night. So one of the things that's very important for divine feminine energy to really be nurtured and nourished and replenished is sleep. And sleep is like a spiritual practice. It's something that really allows you to regenerate yourself. And so when you're approaching sleep, you want to go into that sleep time so that you can actually receive the benefits of it. And if we go into our sleep time, but we have all of the things on our mind from the day that has not been processed, like something happened, so-and-so said this, and oh my gosh, this happened here, and oh my gosh, I still have this on my to-do list, and this is going on, then our sleep time ends up being utilized in trying to organize and sort through all of those things, rather than actually replenishing us and giving us the space for dream time, that is creative time. So when we work on the journal at night, we have the opportunity to unwind the day and process through what happened that day, and to also set in motion what we desire for the following day. So then when we go to sleep, our brain is not using the dream time to organize. It's now using it as creative time and regenerating time. Okay, so that's why I've designed it in that way. So if you do choose, for whatever reason, your intuition, to do it in the morning, you'll notice some of the questions will say, you know, what happened today? What do you want to do tomorrow? That kind of thing. So just adjust it in the way that works for you. But if you can give it a try, I recommend doing it at night before you go to bed. Okay. Okay. I want to share a story with you. And then we're going to move into our ritual for today. So just start to, you know, swivel a little bit as you're listening. So it's, you know, get your yoni involved and engaged. She's going to be part of this process. But just start to bring your awareness to her. And I am going to share some stories. And then we're going to go in and give her your full attention. You're going to give her your full attention. So I want to share a story with you. Actually, well, there's a couple. I've got so many stories. We'll see which ones want to flow through today. The first one that I want to share. When I was a kid, my family, we would have these family days. And we would do things like once we had a transportation day where we would use different types of transportation and just spend the day using a taxi and then a train and then a bus and then, we were on a boat and, you know, different things like that. But one of these family days, we went to the art gallery in Toronto in Canada. And there was this exhibition on at the time called The Dinner Party. And maybe you know what I'm talking about if you've seen this. The Dinner Party was created by an iconic artist, Judy Chicago. And Judy Chicago, this is in the 70s, she created this dinner party, which was organized like a giant triangle. And almost like a Last Supper, if you think of like Jesus and the Last Supper, you know, it's this very important thing with all these different place settings in a way of like who is at this Last Supper. Well, this dinner party kind of felt like that, where it's this giant triangle. It just filled this huge room, and each place setting on this giant triangle was a vagina, a vulva, a yoni, a pussy, a cunt, and all sculpted differently and uniquely. And so I remember my family, I was just really, really little at that point, and we were walking around and looking, and I just thought, oh, that's neat. I didn't think much of it. But it planted a seed in my mind, and I had the good fortune and the honor of actually interviewing Judy Chicago about 10 years ago on my radio show, The Artist Lifestyle. And I got to talk to her about, you know, what inspired this creation. And she really, her whole thing is about honoring and bringing visibility to the feminine. And so she really wanted to show like how unique we all are. And so each one of these place settings that was a sculpted yoni was her way of bringing that into the mass consciousness. And so she is considered one of the iconic feminist artists because of this creation that she did. And it traveled all over the world and such a beautiful beginning. And right now, here we are in this Yoni art course, and really we're standing on the shoulders of women like Judy Chicago that have opened up a space for us to really look and see her and see how we are all so unique. And yet we all, as women, we have a yoni. There she is. So that was something, that was like an introduction for me. And what was funny though, here I was with my family, we're looking at this, but we never ever spoke about it. We never talked about it. And so it just kind of shows the time, right? Like we could look, but as a family and as a society at that point, at least in my family, it wasn't at the level that it could be spoken about. It was still kind of removed, like, oh, there's that art and it's this thing you can kind of look at like some kind of, you know, interesting movie that you go see, but it's not really part of your reality, right? And so I feel we've evolved so much that here we are doing a course on yoni art, and here you are ready to look at you and connect with you. So I want to congratulate and celebrate you for that. The second story that I want to share with you is an experience that I had when I was beginning my sexual adventures. And I was such a nature girl. I was the type who, I didn't shave. You know, it was like a full, like, warm bush, right? Didn't shave my armpits. You got the full bush going. And I ended up being with this one man, and he was very experienced, way more experienced than I was. Like, just that was like his passionate pursuit was sexual exploring and expression. And so we were together, and there was this one situation, and he gave me oral sex, and I remember enjoying it, and it was great. And then the next day, he came to where we were connecting again, and he came, and he said, "Oh, I want to show you something, Laura." And he pulls out this magazine, and it was like a Playboy magazine. And he opened up the pages, goes, "Oh, I thought you might want to see this article." I'm like, "Oh yeah, what is it?" And I look, and it was an article about women who had plastic surgery done on their labia, on the lips of their yoni. And I was like looking at it, my head turned sideways. I'm like, what? Like, and in my head, I'm thinking, why are you showing this to me? I don't understand. And I flipped through, and it was about all these different women who had plastic surgery on their yonis. And all the images of the final results were these very neat, symmetrical yonis. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I just didn't think much of it, kind of let it go. And then another day happened. And once again, you know, he was encouraging the oral sex, and he wanted me to kind of go on top of him. And it was awesome. It was pleasurable. And I started to gush and release the sacred waters. And so he started to taste it. And then he kind of pushed me off. He's like, "Oh, it tastes so metallic." And I was like, "Oh, wow, it does." And I was embarrassed and I was shy. And after that, I thought, you know what? I have never even looked at my yoni. I've never tasted her. I don't know if she tastes metallic. I don't know if she needs plastic surgery. I don't know. And I thought, wait a second. Have I allowed my yoni to be seen by others before I have seen her? And I realized that I had to look. I had to take the ownership back of who she is in my claim, in my territory. How do I perceive her? How do I see her? And so I very shyly pulled out a mirror and I sat down. I'm like, well, what does she look like? And I looked, and it was full daylight, and so I could really see. And as I looked, I was like, wow, like she's got really very ruffly lips and petals, and they're kind of darker color around the edge, and then inside it's more like pinky and moist and lighter inside, and then I could see, you know, there's this bush, and I was like, wow, it's like she's really in the forest. and then I thought, you know, well, what does she taste like? And so I allowed myself to go into self-pleasuring so that I could encourage her to drip. And she did, and I tasted it. And I was like, oh, is it metallic? And I was like, well, maybe a little. And I just let myself meet her, get to know her. And then I thought to myself, there's no plastic surgery happening to her. Mm-mm, no. No, she's mine. She's mine, and I love her. And so for today, whether you have looked 100 times, 1,000 times, or 0 times, today is a day to bring the ownership back. There are so many things in our culture telling us what we should look like, who we should be, how we should smell, what makes someone feminine, what makes someone sexy. I want you to take the power back, and I want you to see with your eyes, with your love, with your introduction to her. I want you to see her. And I want you to get to know her beyond the ideas of what anyone else says she should be or look like or smell like or taste like. This is like meeting your soulmate. You know, just look. It's like there isn't anything to change about it. It's just, wow, I get to finally see you and get to know you. And this is what I want to do today. Today is a day to connect, to look. And we're going to be exploring through many of the senses. So just like the yoni has both the physical aspects to her, she also has a spiritual aspect to her. And we're going to be connecting with both and really meeting the soul of your yoni and how the soul of your yoni is expressing through your physical embodiment. Because really, that we're all here as these souls in these bodies. And the more that we can allow our soul to exist in this body, the more pleasure we have. The more we are living our purpose, the more we are on track, the more money we feel magnetic to, the more we love ourselves to let wonderful things come into our life, the more that we are radiating our beauty and attracting the right kind of people into our life. So in the space that you have created for yourself, for this ritual for today, and now that you're hearing more of like what we're going to be doing and what we're edging into, what we're stepping into, maybe you want to readjust a little bit or light a candle now. It's like, okay, this is for real. This matters. This means something. This means something. This is a sacred rite of passage for you to connect with your yoni exactly as she is and get to know her. And from a place of being connected, that is the only place in which healing can actually happen. So this is why we start here. We start with an introduction. We start with a connection. So if you have not already done so, I'd like you to lift your skirt or pants, take your pants off, underwear, in a way that's ceremonial. You know, like let yourself feel your skin. Let yourself feel the fabric as you're removing it. And if it's a little cool where you are, have something over you so that you're warm and you're comfortable and this feels good to you. Okay? And I'd like you to have your mirror and your paper handy. And before you actually take a glimpse, if you've already done it, whoa, I love the excitement, but hold off just a second. Before you take a look, I want you to place one hand on your yoni and one hand on your heart. And I want you to offer a prayer to yourself. I want you to call in your divine feminine energy. Let her know you have heard her call and you're answering, you're listening, you want to get to know her. You're excited about this, maybe a little nervous too, but you're here and you want to be here. And I want you to take a deep womb breath. Deep womb breath, full breath. And feeling yourself just relaxing and feeling the warmth and the heat, maybe some moisture and wetness on your hand as you're touching your yoni. Your hand on your heart. And just take a moment and we'll be in silence together and just offering any other prayers that you feel called to say to yourself and your divine feminine at this time. Even if you've been ignoring her for years, just acknowledge that and say, you know I haven't been fully present to you and I'm sorry about that. But I really do want to get to know you. And I want to go on this journey with you. And I want to include you in my life. And if you already feel like you've spent a lot of time connecting with your yoni, I want you to offer a prayer to open space for the next level of your depth. The next level of intimacy that you're ready for and that your yoni is calling for, the next level of guidance. Beautiful. Okay. And then when you are ready, I want you to pull out your mirror and I want you to look. I want you to look at her. So depending on your own personal style, you might have a bush or you might be with the Brazilian wax. Whatever it is, just notice. There she is. This is your yoni. And I want you to look around. So we've got hair, if you have hair or not, but it sort of surrounds. And it's up on the mound on the top. And then moving down the yoni, you've got the lips. And everyone's lips are unique. Just as I remember seeing at that dinner party, Judy Chicago's dinner party, and also as I saw in that article of women who had plastic surgery, how unique everybody is and the range of possibility. So I want you to look at what you have. What's she like? Is she ruffly with petals? Is she very neat? What color is she? What texture is she? Does she have any kind of bits of fluid that are dripping out, or does she feel dry? Does she feel sleepy? And at the top, you'll see there's like a hooded section. This is the hood of your clitoris. You can kind of pull that back a little bit and look inside. Your clitoris is a super powerful spot. So look at that, sort of peel back that hood at the top there of your yoni, the top of the lips, and look at her. So the clitoris, through different studies and research, they say there are over 8,000 nerve endings, some say 9,000, some say more, that are devoted to pleasure. And each woman has a unique structure of her nerve endings that are all connected with her clitoris. And it's like a fingerprint, a pleasure fingerprint, a sexual, sensual, erotic, spiritual fingerprint. And that's why when women are going to learn about orgasm, there are certain techniques for sure. But really, the path of learning about orgasm is learning how to listen to your pleasure and honor it, because it's your own map of pleasure that will reveal your path to orgasm. Okay. And on that note, as you're, you know, continue looking at your yoni, on the note of that, in the pleasure Rolodex, which is something that's also included in this course, I've included books in there that I've read, all of them cover to cover. And in those books, they speak about this idea of the clitoris and the nerve endings. And there's a book in particular, there's one by Mama Gina, and it's called Pussy. And she speaks about it. And she speaks about it from a very playful perspective. And then there's another book called Vagina by Naomi Wolf. And she speaks about it from a more scientific perspective. So depending on, you know, what you're interested in, you can explore that from those different angles. Okay. And then just like open up the lips of your clitoris and all around the labia, open it up and just notice how the color shifts. And something else too that we can start to notice when we're aware of different times of the month, like right now I'm actually moving into an ovulation phase. And so there's a lot more gooiness at that time. And so the yoni changes at different points in the month because she is doing different things. So at that time of ovulating, a lot of that stickiness or that discharge that we see it's so beautiful and functional. It helps to bring in the seed so that it can move. If a woman is, you know, getting ready to get pregnant, let's say, she's getting all like gooey and sticky so that she could attract and like pull in the sperm. And so just starting to notice that as your discharge changes throughout the month. And if you are in menopause, then notice the different cycles that you go through. You know, maybe it's in sync with the moon, or maybe you're discovering your own unique rhythm that isn't being reflected through the blood in the same way, but you're still in a rhythm. You're still in a cycle. So get to know that. How does she express herself? What is going on? So in that section of, you know, where are you in your cycle, I invite you to go to that deeper layer of really listening to yourself, like where are you in your cycle, and not being dependent or reliant on the blood to tell you, but more on your incredible intuitive abilities to show you and reveal to you where you are. All right, beautiful. So as you're looking, once you've had a good look, I'd like you to pull out your paper. And with one mirror kind of prop so you can see, I want you to sketch out what you see. Just what you see. And again, chicken scratches are fine. But if you have the ability and you want to do a little bit more fine-tuning with that, then go for it. But I want you to have a look and just draw what you see. And it's not about assessing or judging what you see. It's about just looking. That's how we meet somebody. You know, if we really want to meet someone, get to know them, it's just like be present with them without coming to them with our full agendas of, you know, who they need to be or what's got to happen. It's like no relationship can take root or develop in that space. So in the process of connecting with her, let yourself be present with her. So there's no ideas of who she should be or what she should look like. Just who is she? What does she look like? And be curious. Wonderful. So taking some time to do that. And as you are doing that, taking the time you need and just like relaxing into it, you know, this is something I do a lot, which is why I created the Yoni Art Coloring Book, where there's over 100 Yoni drawings, because she changes from day to day. And it's fun, right? It's fun to connect with her and look at her and feel her and get to know her and her unique personality and character and flair. Wonderful. Now, when you're ready and you feel like you've sketched a little bit, you know, it can be quick or you can go into it in more detail, and you have lots of time to play with this beyond the time that we're speaking right now. But when you feel called in this moment, I'd like you to let your fingers glide along the edges and even going in a little bit. And if you need to wet your fingers, you can use your saliva, or if you have coconut oil, you know, whatever feels good. But saliva is easy because you've got a mouth and you've got saliva, so that's easy enough. You can just moisten your fingers. And I want you to just explore and feel that sense of like self-pleasuring, just exploring around. And it's not even with the intention that you're trying to pleasure yourself, but it is pleasurable, but more of the curiosity. And I want to move into the next sense of exploration, which is I want you to taste. I want you to feel and taste her. So as you you allow yourself to kind of moisten her. And that's why if you use your saliva, that can help. I want you to allow her to be moistened. And then when you sense, sometimes that takes a little while just to be like, oh, you know, am I comfortable with this? And, you know, so we have to relax into that. But when you feel like you're getting wet and there's some moisture coming from her, I want you to taste her. I want you to smell and taste her. Okay? So again, you can use your saliva to moisten the area of your yoni, gliding along, maybe moving inside and around, circling around the lips, and then slipping your finger in, moving around, maybe circling on your clitoris. Circling and spiraling. Slipping in and out. Starting to let her know that you're present with her. And then when you feel ready, you can continue, of course. But I'd like you to smell and taste her. So bringing your finger that you've been using for this exploration to your nose and smelling. And then putting it in your mouth and tasting. What does she taste like? What does she taste like? Wonderful. Okay. Now you can continue with that. We're going to be moving into another sense of exploration, and this is more on the soul level of your yoni. And so if you want to continue to explore physically, you can do that. But I'd like you to close your eyes, and I want you to drop into that inner space, the inner space now, and bringing your attention down into your yoni with your inner eye and your inner sensory capacity. And as you're dropping down, maybe you're actually moving through the organs, like down your throat, down through your heart, the lungs, passing over those intestines, and then entering into that yoni space. And look around inside. Look around inside. Maybe it's dark, maybe it's moist, maybe it's dry. And while you're in there, there's going to be a path. It's going to open up like a magical path. Didn't even know it was there. A magical path, and you're going to follow it. And if you need light, something is going to come and light your path, whether it's a bunch of fireflies or a candle, or a reflection from the moon or the sun. Something's going to light your path, and you're going to start following along a trail. And this trail is your divine feminine guiding you to the soul of your yoni. So I want you to follow along this trail. And it's going to reach a place that has an opening to a space, and this space is the space where your divine feminine is dwelling. The soul of your yoni is within this space, and she's been calling to you, and that's why you've even started on this path and reaching to this door, this opening, this gateway. So as you're following along this path, I want you to reach the opening of this room or this space where the soul of your yoni lives. And I want you to go inside. Step inside and look around. Notice what you see. What is this space like where she lives? And as you're looking around, she's going to come into your vision. She's going to come into the space to let you see her. And trust how she appears to you. Trust how she reveals herself to you. She may come as an element. She may come as a woman. She may come as a feeling. Trust how she reveals herself to you. Allowing the soul of your yoni to come into your awareness in this beautiful space that you are in. And it's the exact perfect space that is the exact right match for where you are at this time and what you need to see at this time for your sacred rite of passage to connect with your yoni. So notice how she shows herself to you. And I want you to go up to her. Or step into her sphere of awareness and introduce yourself and say, you know, I am, and you are the soul of my yoni, and I want to get to know you. I want to understand you and include you in my life. Step up to her and introduce yourself. And let her introduce herself to you. Let the soul of your yoni introduce herself to you. Who is she? Why is she coming to you in this particular form at this particular time? Let her introduce herself to you. And while you're in this space and you are being with her, I want you to ask her a question. I want you to ask her how you can connect with her. Ask the soul of your yoni, how can I connect with you? And let her show you how she wants you to connect with her. And trust the ways that she speaks to you at this time. Sometimes it's poetic, sometimes it's direct, sometimes it's like a mystery to be solved. Trust what she's offering to you at this time as you ask her the question of how you can connect with her. And once you receive how she is communicating with you and what she is offering to you in terms of how she would like to connect with you, how you can connect with her, let her know you've received that. Let her know you've received what you got. And you can ask another question if you have another question, if you have more clarity required, how you can connect with her. Wonderful. And once you feel you have received what she is offering to you at this time, I want you to just breathe it in, receive it, receive it, receive it, and then bringing it, coming back in through, back out through that room, back through that pathway, back into the yoni, back into the room where you are at this time, and stroking your body, stroking your yoni, feeling the lips gliding across and opening your eyes back into the space where you are in. And I want you to just, with your finger, with your awareness, just spiraling and circling around your yoni. You can move in and out if you are called to do so. And acknowledge what you have received. And let that take root. Let that take root. How does the soul of your yoni want to connect with you? How can you connect with her? Receive what was given to you and let that be felt in the physical space as well as the spiritual space. Excellent. Okay, fantastic. And now I invite you to take a moment and you can sketch or journal about what came to you, what did you see, as you went in and explored your yoni? How did the soul of your yoni appear to you? How did you sense her? And how does she want to connect with you? And how can you connect with her? And just writing down whatever came to you in your visualization. Excellent. Okay. And you can continue to work with that. And in bringing this ritual to completion, I invite you to spend the time you need to be with yourself. You can continue looking in the mirror to see the physical yoni, and you can continue journaling and sketching the spiritual aspects of your yoni, the soul of your yoni. And when you sense that you've reached a place of completion for your process today, I want you to place one hand on your yoni and one hand on your heart and honor your gratitude for this journey that you are beginning, this yoni art journey, this exploration into your divine feminine energy. Take a moment and express your gratitude for your willingness as well as the presence of your yoni. And I invite you to share. Share what came through with you. If you want to share, we have a Yoni Art Facebook group. I invite you to share, but keep it for yourself as you need to feel it in yourself first. But then there is a natural impulse that will come. It's like, oh, I want to share. What are others doing? You know, but come from a place of you have had your experience and now you're expanding that experience through a sharing. And it actually helps to deepen the roots. When we come from expanding our journey, you know, we've had our experience and we're expanding it through the sharing, it's really a beautiful, empowering experience. So we have created the Yoni Art Facebook group. I invite you to join that. Connect in there and share your sketches that you did as you were looking in the mirror and anything that you want to share about what came up as you connected with the soul of your yoni. And something that would be an amazing thing to do is to start like a Pinterest board or something like that, or ripping things out of a magazine of anything that you feel resonates with the soul of your yoni. Anything that you feel resonates. And share this in the Facebook group as well. If there's any like pictures or expressions or senses or ideas or feelings, share that. Okay. And I'd love to see and get to know and give you that beautiful sacred space to go on the journey for yourself, but also allow it to go both internally and externally through the sharing. And for this coming week, as you are being with this connection, the journal will be with you each day. So the journal is something it can take as little as, you know, 2 minutes a day. So worth it. But most likely you'll get into it and it'll probably take a little bit more just because it's pleasurable. But you could do it in as little as 2 minutes. Just going through, there's a few questions and, you know, there you go. All right. Such an honor to be on this path with you, on this cutting edge of bringing the divine feminine into our world to the next level of expression and embodiment. I'm so honored to be your guide in this yoni art journey. I am Laura Hollick. I am sending you waterfalls of love. Bye for now.